Hebrews 4:16 says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive mercy. We will find grace to help us when we need it." If you are here today and you're seeking to overcome this loneliness, know that God is here. God is already in your life. God is near you. Draw near to God and to His throne of grace, and that is where you will find the help that you need. If you're here today and you are not a Christian, all you have to do is decide that you are ready to let Jesus be the leader of your life. Now, you know, Jesus said, "Follow me." You realize that, right? Jesus said, "Follow me." He didn't say, you know, "Why don't you quit cussing and then follow me?" Jesus didn't say, "Why don't you quit drinking and then come and follow me?" Jesus didn't say, "Why don't you quit those drugs and then you can come and follow me?" No! Jesus looked him in the eye and he said, "Follow me. Follow me. Come just as you are. Follow me. Follow me." So let me ask you again, what are you filling the card of your life with? We look for love, we look for acceptance and satisfaction many times in all the wrong places. I guarantee you, if you go on the internet and Google lonely, you'll have a lot of hits of the wrong places to go. I tried it researching this, and it was scary. Luckily, I have a block on my computer. Yep. Many times in life when we feel alone, we believe that God has left us also, and that is not true. God is right here beside you. Jesus Christ Himself said in Matthew 28, "And be sure of this, I am with you always," what is it? "Even till the end of the age." What a wonderful promise. Even when you're alone, you're really not. Even when you're alone, you're really not. Let's say that. Even when I'm alone, I'm really not. Let's say that. Even when I'm alone, I'm really not. Say it again. Even when I'm alone, I'm really not. Why? Because God is with me. God is with me. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks and praise today. We thank you, God, for this community of faith. My prayer is, Lord, that as we finish this worship service, that we would look around at people that are around us that really do care for us. But you see, Lord, we're nearsighted. And many things that we believe are obvious about our life to others, they are blind to. Empower us, Lord, to share with others when we need them so that they can minister to us, God. And if we're one of those folks who honestly aren't lonely, look around this congregation because there are plenty of people who are, Lord. And give us that confidence. Give us that gift that we have so that we can share with others, so that we can fill those empty places with your grace and your mercy and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a song that you all like to do, and if the praise team would get prepared, and I would like you to stand if you're able. Now, we've sung this many times before, but if you haven't, I really want you to look at the words, and when you're singing the words to this song, pay attention to what you're saying. Please stand with me if you're able. Let us sing, "He Knows My Name."